good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be. Welcome to the One Perspective to another podcast. I'm your humble and gracious host, A.Dot Sanders, here with episode 181, Evergreen episode. This Evergreen episode is about understanding the process, more requirements for understanding. I know a lot of my podcasts are about concepts, ideas, my thought process being inside my brain, my diary, but just in general, my entire life, just learning in general, it's never been put in words like how a true process of understanding goes on in people's minds. But I just wanted to give like my own perspective or my own version of how I learn and how I think is the segue for me being able to process, and the thing that I've always tried to establish in my own process with me having so much to do with situational awareness of the how to do what, when, where. It's finally like putting it into a, not a formula, but like a process. So with that being said, I'm just going to start because it makes better sense just to get started. But I'm using the world as my example to put together. So with the basics of requirements for understanding. And I also thought about this because I always took for granted people not knowing everything. But there are core principles to understanding that I think we all should be aware of. And that makes communication easier. It makes conversation easier. But it also is a deflect when people or certain individuals or wherever atmosphere you're in, if everybody's not on the same page or doesn't bring these same base principles of your process to the table, then communication gets lost, especially when it's in relationships, like work, wherever it may be. But I feel like these are main principles, so I'll just get started. The first one, I'll just name them off. The first one for understanding, the requirements of understanding, is knowledge. Number two, comprehension. Number three, critical thinking. Number four, context. Number five, application. Number six, reflection. And number seven, communication. So I'm going to go in reverse order. And I'm, like I said, I'm using the world as an example to bring it all back full circle. Because at my concept of the world, I say that a lot when talking to people. It's like, it's my world, it's your world, and it's the world. And you could take those three concepts and you can live in either, in all three of them at the same time, and two of them at the same time, and one of them at the same time. Or you could just be null and void to all of them, because there's a world around you, there's the world that you live in, and there's the world that everybody else is aware of. And the world that everybody is aware of is multi-layered in the umpteenth degree. And that's where the understanding comes in, because there's a lot of layers to each of those worlds, but your world is just where you start with your thoughts. So it's the basic principles of the knowledge, comprehension, critical thinking, context, application, reflection, and communication. So with communication, effective communication skills are essential for demonstrating understanding, being able to articulate ideas clearly, expressing thoughts coherently, and engaging in meaningful dialogue with others are all important aspects of understanding. Literally, me doing that concept and understanding right now, doing this podcast. The next one is reflection. I'm going backwards to like give you a better picture of the world, like I say. Reflection is an important part of understanding. It involves thinking critically about one's own thinking process, identifying areas of confusion and uncertainty, and seeking to deepen one's understanding through further inquiry and study. The next one, application. True understanding is demonstrated through the ability to apply knowledge and concepts in practical situations. This may involve problem solving, decision making, or using the information to create something new. The next one, context. Understanding is often context dependent. I feel like context is a huge one in communication with people who do not understand different layers of understanding. But knowledge and comprehension must be situated within the appropriate context to be fully understood. This includes understanding the historical, cultural, social, and situational context in which the information is relevant. Context is a huge key. I almost feel like context should be number one before even getting to another one, but I'll come back to it when I explain it all. The next one, critical thinking. Critical thinking skills are essential for understanding complex issues. This involves analyzing information, evaluating arguments, and questioning assumptions. Critical thinkers are able to assess the validity and relatability of any information drawn from well-founded conclusions. The next one, comprehension. Comprehension, that's a big one. I didn't do that cough. Maybe I'm doing it for myself. I don't know. But comprehension, understanding requires more than just memorizing facts. It involves grasping the meaning and the significance of those facts. Comprehension involves interpreting information, recognizing patterns, and making connections between different pieces of information. I feel like that is my strongest suit when it comes to understanding. And then the last one is the basis. It's the main piece. It's the meat and potatoes. It's the knowledge. This includes having relevant information, facts, and concepts about a subject matter without significant knowledge, understanding. Without significant knowledge, then understanding becomes difficult. Knowledge is number one, but you should also go in with a context of understanding what you're about to get information about. And all of these really apply in a great way with what I was talking about on my episode last week of like me being inside of my head. So if you have a conversation with somebody, most of the time you think that people come in with the same context as you, but they don't. Sometimes you think people come in with the same knowledge as you, but they don't. And a lot of times people, that's why we speak to one another. That's why we talk. That's why we have conversation. That's why we have battles, because you use knowledge, comprehension, critical thinking, context, application, reflection, and communication to push along your understanding of yourself and to another. And I use the world as my example because everybody knows the world to a certain degree in knowledge. Everybody understands comprehension of the world to a certain degree. Then there's certain people who take that comprehension to critical thinking. And in that alone, I feel like there's not a lot of people who take that concept to the next level of critical thinking. Like whatever is fact. Whatever knowledge is knowledge. There is no application to understand the concepts and the situations that may provoke change, that may provoke a different stroke, that may provoke an outcome that you may not be aware of, like future sight, foreshadowing, X, Y, and Z may not happen because we're not there yet. Technology as a prime example with AI and supercomputers, like being able to predict the future correctly. And then communication in that is, it's really difficult to put that, or those items that you have foresight for or future sight for into communication after you've reflected to tell that to a different person or somebody who's not you. Because that process, and I feel like this is the epitome of what my prior episode of being in my mind is that I took the reflection of doing that episode and realizing that it's my own thinking processes of understanding confusion and uncertainty and seeing how my mind sees these things. Like, it's my understanding process. And I feel like I do most of these, but like my core ones are my comprehension and my critical thinking. Sometimes where I lack, I feel, is putting the application into a different process. And I feel like my podcast has been my application, but it could be better used to facilitate whatever my process is in understanding. Because there are a lot of things that I question. There's a lot of things that I do not know fully that I'm still learning about, and that relates back to the knowledge aspect of it. And I just found it interesting because I found it interesting. That's just another thing. Sometimes you're going to see knowledge and find it interesting. Then I get to it's the steps. Knowledge. I found something that I liked. I wanted to learn more about it. The comprehension. I went into critical thinking about it. What can you do better? How can you make it better? What can you do to improve it? How can it get worse? How can it get more in line with whatever you want to do? The context of it is using the knowledge and comprehension with the appropriate context to fully understand something, but with the subtleties going back full circle with the world. Like, the way we understand the world, there's things called culture. There's things called the streets. Like, it's the little nuances in understanding that you might not know about, that you can't find in a book, or universal things that are just understood but aren't spoken. A lot of those little caveats and nuances in understanding and learning, you can't teach that, because you just have to be aware of it. And that's where I feel like going to the next one, the application, truly understanding and demonstrating through the ability to apply the knowledge and concepts to practical situations. That's having the conversation and explaining somebody a cultural difference, or explaining to somebody about rap, hip hop beef, and like why X, Y, and Z isn't good, or why so and so is bad. There is no concrete knowledge of the nuance, but there is a dynamic knowledge that changes with the application to it. I'm confusing myself now by trying to use the words, but like, it makes sense in my head, and I'm trying to communicate it in an effective way. So I kind of set myself up to use all seven of these words again. And I swear, well, maybe I found myself out doing it now and trying to freestyle, is that I need to work on my communication of these critical thinking thoughts in a more direct and concrete way. But sometimes it's just because I don't have a script anymore, ran out of script. So then I start freestyling, but I try to bring full circle, like what I said with the my world, your world, our world kind of thing. It's things that we understand in our world that might not be seen in somebody else's world, whether it's cultural, whether it's race, whether your favorite sports team, whether it's your favorite artist, whether it's your favorite car culture, street culture, race culture, food culture, wine culture, whatever it may be. There is nuances in every single thing. And you just have to make the choice for yourself of how deep you want to go, how much you want to learn, and what you want to do with it. Because I used to think it was a bad thing that people didn't choose to do that or go deeper. But it's to each person, it's their own prerogative. Like, I ain't got nothing against nobody. I ain't got no ill will towards nobody. Like, only thing at the end of the day I want for people is just to be the best version of themselves. Make you happy, make you smile, make you laugh. At the end of the day, if I didn't give you something that was a positive, then that's on me. That's me not using my understanding to the best of my ability. Like, you always want to leave somebody, that's another example. You always want to leave somebody better off than how you left them. Not better off, but with something, a little tidbit, a little extra knowledge about something that maybe they didn't know. But sometimes that part doesn't always have to be as deep as a 4,000-mile hole. Like, sometimes it could just be a little tidbit of information. But when you're in this space and you can understand that you have the reins to use all these different tools and tactics, then you should. But also, just knowing how to, even if you don't want to, brings me back to my like favorite saying, like situational awareness in my process, that you got to know when to do things in order to solve these problems and get better and make more and do more and appear more and grow more. Because looking back on like all my episodes, like this is the full understanding of understanding, because I got a lot of episodes about a lot of different things and they all just relate back to my understanding, me getting the knowledge, me getting the comprehension, me using critical thinking, me using or understanding context, using it in an application, reflection on is doing, still continuing to do episodes. And the communication is me voicing it out in the world where it becomes a tangible and not an intangible thought anymore. And that's the complete process. My process. I don't know if it's ever going to really be complete, but I don't think I'm ever going to stop learning in that regard. So that's my little tidbit this week. It's been a long week. Long week. But on that note, as always, tell two friends to tell two friends, and I will catch you on the flip side, and I am out.